Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, blink and you'll miss it, or rather, only some people will miss it, because new research from Trinity College Dublin has shown that the speed of visual perception ranges widely in humans. The work from the Department of Zoology and the School of Natural Sciences and Trinity College's Institute of Neuroscience suggests some people have an innate advantage in certain settings where response time is crucial, such as in ball sports or in competitive gaming. We're joined now by PhD candidate in the School of Natural Sciences, Clinton Harlam, and you're very welcome, Clinton, to the programme. We'll go straight to the science bit. What do you mean by speed of visual perception and temporal resolution?
Hi, Heather. Thank you for having me. So speed of perception, basically, someone actually had a really nice way of visualizing it recently, so I'm going to borrow their example.
Okay.
So if you look at it as a flip book, like we used to make when we were kids. You draw a little doodle on each page of the book, and then you flip through it, and then you get this sense of motion, and you get a little animation. So basically, temporal resolution, a high temporal resolution means that people have more pages in their flip book to go through. So as you're flipping through it, basically your vision is a little bit richer, a little bit smoother, and there's just more information there to process.
Okay, so you see faster?
Pretty much, yeah.
How do you see faster?
That's
but you
it,
sort
yeah.
of explained it. You do. You see faster. Okay. What gave you the idea for the study?
This is actually based on studies that were done in animals in the past. And my colleagues, Andrew Jackson and Kevin Healy, actually did a really good one recently. And they found that animals that are generally really small or move really fast, they have a really high temporal resolution, whereas animals that are quite big and move slowly, they have a slower temporal resolution. So it kind of made us think, you know, we see all this variation between species, but what about the variation within a species, particularly us as humans? You know, how diverse is that?
So how did you do the test then? How did you figure it out?
So we used a little light bulb, very simple, just an LED light that could flicker at lots of different frequencies. And when you look at a light that's flickering at a really high frequency, then at a certain point, you can't actually tell that it's flickering anymore and it just looks still. But the exact point where that happens is different for different people. And that's what we compared.
And did you find then in the different people that there was any trend in terms of age or gender?
Not really. So we do know already that age does affect it. So as you get older, your resolution goes down as everything starts to slow down a little bit. So we controlled for that by using a very small age range. We only used people from 18 to 35 who should, you know, be operating at peak capacity. So there we didn't find any differences, and there also didn't seem to be any gender differences, no.
Okay, so just some people see faster than others. So if you are one of those people then, what sort of advantage does that give you? Does that mean, for example, you're better at particular sports or video games or other things that I'm not thinking of?
Yeah, that's what we're thinking at the moment. That's a really good question. That's a question we have as well at the moment. So we just found this variation. And now the next big question is, what does it actually mean? And how does this affect us in the real world? And we think that since it is in a way related to how we see motion, that probably in certain extreme situations where you really need to focus on fast moving objects, so you need to track those objects, then it might be really handy to have a higher temporal resolution just so you see a little bit faster. So it could have an advantage in high-speed sports.
This is explaining a lot when it comes to sports day when I was a kid. You know, I bet you if you tested me, I'd be seeing very few of those light bulb flicks. Finally then, where's the research going to go? What are the next steps?
So one of the big questions, like I said, is really we want to know what does this mean? So we'd like to do some behavioral studies in people and see how it actually affects us. But another big question, of course, is also we want to know where is this variation coming from? And some of our visual processing takes place in our eyes, but most of it is actually done in the brain. So we would really like to also do some brainwave studies and see what's going on there.
Okay, so it's really exciting. Clinton, we must keep in touch and see where that goes. And thank you very much for joining us to talk us through it. That is Clinton Harlam, who's PhD candidate in the School of Natural Sciences.